KMJ News Time, 7:49. Good morning. I'm Tony Maness. It's time to find out what's going on in the business news around Fresno and the Central Valley. And that source is always, or should be, the Business Journal. Good morning, Gabe Dillard.
Good morning, Tony.
We've known a lot about a lot of different do-it-yourself kind of operations, but what about a do-it-yourself auto repair shop?
Yeah, these are becoming increasingly more popular kind of around the U.S., and one has finally come to the Fresno-Clovis area. It's called the Garage Do-It-Yourself Auto Repair, and it recently opened in Clovis on Sunnyside Avenue just south of Herndon. So how it works is there are 10 self-service auto bays there, you know, with the lift, and there's also tools with each station. Basically, what you can do is if you're, you know, mechanically inclined, you could bring your car in, use their equipment and tools, and you could fix your own car and have a place to do it fully equipped. A place for shade tree mechanics to get in from the heat, if you were. So there's three separate, how it works is there's actually three separate hourly rates that they charge. One for, you know, just a spot in the garage if you want to fix your own car. And they have the various discounts and passes. You know, if you could get a discount the more times you go in there. There's a second hourly rate if you maybe kind of know what you're doing, but you still want to have a trained mechanic to kind of there to guide you. And then it's just like a regular auto repair. They have mechanics on staff if you want to just bring in for a full service. It started by a couple of partners. One is kind of the business guy. The other is the car guy. Basically, the car guy was looking for the storage space for some of the cars he was repairing, and they were looking at facilities. They found this former auto shop that had relocated, and then, as they put it, pun intended, that's when things started switching gears. So in a couple of weeks, they're going to host a grand opening, and then starting also in January, they want to start hosting auto repair classes. So if you don't know what you're doing, you could come in and learn a little bit more. If listeners are interested, they could visit thegaragediy.com.
I like it. What a great idea. And that's great info, Gabe. Thank you very much. Now, you also have info, a new Toyota dealership down there in Selma, huh?
Right. So if you've traveled south on Highway 99 the last couple months going through Selma, you've probably noticed a new car dealership building going up on the west side of the highway. In the next few weeks, that will become the newest home of Swanson Farney Toyota, which is a 40-year-old dealership in Selma. It's a cool-looking building. It's about 20,000 square feet, two stories. There's big windows. So if you're driving by on the freeway, you could actually go and see some of the newest models out that are for sale. You see them right there off of the freeway in the window. This Toyota dealership is part of a group that also includes a Ford and Buick GMC dealership. Their old location, all the three dealerships are kind of located on the east side of the highway, not too far away from the new location. All of them together have about 300-plus spaces for cars, so this new facility is going to have 402, so quite an expansion. They're also going to have more room for service and administrative departments. So this is being built by Gerald Farney. He's the president of Farney Auto Group, and he actually has about 63 acres of property along the freeway there, kind of where he's building his new dealership. And he has plans eventually to develop a new shopping center, hopefully. That would include some mid-sized box stores, a supermarket chain, possibly even a 16-screen movie theater, which would be the second for Selma, the second movie theater. Spoke to some business and real estate experts, and they believe that this area in Selma, west of the freeway, is going to be an important retail center. So they're hoping to open by August 15th.
Great info, as always, Gabe. I hope you have a great week, man. Thanks for filling us in.
Oh, thank you, Tony.